Thank you very much, Tara.
Oh, thank you, Mario.
Absolutely. Hello, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good, you?
Another day in paradise, brother. What can I say? you know, it's one of those days where I woke up and I thought it was Friday. And I realized it's Monday. I was like, no. but anyhow, Chris, I'm one of the supervisors with the company. I'm going to try to make this as swift and rapid as I can. I like to be very mindful, respectful of people's time. Now, CGP Excavating, LLC, obviously excavation is, you know, what you do. I mean, are you doing like, I know sometimes there's septic systems involved or placement.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, septics, a little bit of everything around, just residential.
Residential? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Reading through some of the notes here from Tara, you were using, or are you using Angie's or Home Advisor, or how's that working?
Yeah, I mean, so far it's okay. It's just not like a, you know,
okay.
I'm not going to bash it or nothing.
Okay. Aside from that, are you doing like flyers, you know, any business cards, or are you doing like just...
Yeah, a lot of business cards, and then then on Facebook.
Okay, okay. So word of mouth, is that how you've been keeping afloat?
Yeah, that's been kept me really busy.
Okay, well that's awesome. You know, and word of mouth, to be quite frank, Chris, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. Obviously, that's going to always stay amongst the top as far as capturing work, because you're already coming in with a sense of trust, right? And unfortunately, with the word of mouth, it only gets you so far, right, before, you know, there's no more work. So, again, just a few questions to see if you qualify for the Google services that we offer. Again, Chris, these are Google services, so it's a little different. Well, I don't want to say a little. I mean, it's quite different. Angie's Home Advisor, Thumbtack. I'm sure, you know, when you use, you know, you're doing searches, I'm sure. I don't want to say sure, but I'm pretty 95% sure that you go on Google to do your own searches.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do everything on.
Okay, perfect. So one of the questions I did want to ask, Chris, there in the state of West Virginia, are you licensed to do what you're doing? You do. Okay,
yep. Perfect.
Yeah,
I have a septic installer license plus my contractor's license for that, and then, you know, obviously business or, you know, licensing insured as well for the state.
Okay, perfect. What city are you out of? I mean, what city would you say that you mainly work out of? Is it Mount Rose?
Yeah, I mean, that's where the home base is, but I've done a lot of work in Tucker County, which would be Parsons area.
Okay, perfect. Now, the reason I'm asking is the requirements here, and I'll let you know here. As far as insurance goes, do you have insurance, brother?
Yes.
You have insurance, okay. What is it? How much is that liability cover, if you don't mind me?
$1 million.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a little bit, huh?
Yeah, well, you have to, like, for the excavation, they won't, you know, that's what they kind of make you do.
Yeah, you know, the general one, just so you know, it only requires, I think, $250, so $1 million is actually pretty good. Okay, and then I'm sorry for these next questions, Chris. I just simply have to verify, you know, I always apologize ahead of time because some of these questions are not the best ones, but... have you committed any felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Okay. Okay, it's funny. I asked the guy before you the same question. He said, no, it's been 8. I said, oh, okay.
Oh, man.
I said, well, that works out then, because it's only 7 years they go back. Obviously, he was being sarcastic, but okay.
Yeah.
A valid driver's license, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. And a valid social security number?
Yes.
Okay. Again, my apologies for asking these things. Again, they're
no, you're good.
requirements. Okay, so this is what we're offering, brother, to cut down to, you know, just being very straightforward with you here. So these are Google services, Chris. So I like to mention that because it's almost night and day, right? And I say that to my clients because nowadays when you ask someone, hey, where can I find a plumber, an electrician, someone to do site prep or excavation or whatever the case is, the universal answer you get nowadays is just Google it, right? I mean, that's what everybody's saying. Just Google it, right? So what we're offering today is what's called Google Verified. Have you ever heard of Google Verified by any chance?
No.
No. Okay. So I'll explain that to you pretty quick. So Google Verified, it's a paper qualified lead program. What do I mean by qualified, Chris? So here's where the difference comes in, and this is what puts Google way ahead of the competition. You would only be getting calls from qualified clients, okay? So let's say you get a call from someone, and the rare scenario doesn't happen too often, you get a call from a spam call or someone just wasting your time wanting to know, you know, dumb questions or someone asking you for work. You don't get charged for the lead.
Yeah. Okay?
You only are going to be receiving qualified leads. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a game changer, brother. Okay. And here's another major benefit in this that sets Google apart from like these third party vendors. The leads will come directly to you, Chris. And the reason I say that is that some of these third party companies like Angie's List, Home Advisors, Thumbtag, which are third party companies, what they do is that that same lead they send to you, they'll send over to about four or five others.
Yeah.
You know, and then everybody's scrambling trying to get that lead and trying to lowball their price.
Yeah.
Right. So that doesn't happen here, right? You don't get any leads that are not qualified, and the leads will come directly to you, Chris. Okay, that gives you the option to, you know, choose whether you want to do the work or not. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's the other question I have. Do you have a website set up already for the company?
No, just Facebook, just on Facebook. I have no website.
Okay, okay, perfect. Was there a particular reason you don't have that set up just yet?
No, I've just never done one.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate your honesty, brother. All right, so part of the service that we render, we would actually build a website for you because we would be placing you on Google's first page right at the top. So obviously, we want your presentation to look to the T, right? So we cross our T's and dot our I's. Now, I just sent over to you a text message, brother, with a sample site. Do you mind letting me know if you got that?
Yeah, let me see.
And I'll try to make this quick, brother. I think that once you hear this, you'll love the idea of being able to get qualified leads. You see there where it says Excavators, Inc.? Yeah, right there where it says Excavators, Inc., obviously the title there would be CGP Excavating, LLC.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where we would list your business. And then right underneath that, where it says About Us, this is where we talk about the company, right? We talk about how much experience you have. And then right underneath that where it says Our Services, like this company, they do excavation services, site preparation, demolition. Whatever it is that you do, Chris, we will list that on the site. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, do you take pictures of the work that you do, brother, by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that is that we can also list those pictures on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll list the pictures on the site. Now, do you have any other social media presence aside from Facebook, brother?
I mean, I have Instagram, but I don't use it that much.
You don't use IG? Okay, perfect.
I mean, I have it. I just don't use it not very I actually don't use either one of them that often, to be honest with you.
Okay, okay. Perfect. The reason I'm asking this, Chris, and I'm almost done here, brother, just so you know, I'm trying to, you know,
yep.
get down to the point here, because I know at the end of the day what you're looking for is, okay, how much is this? I just want to let you know what's included. We work directly with Facebook, so we would all,
yep.
we would actually run your Facebook page, and we would run ads on Facebook for you, okay?
Yeah.
And that's already included as well. We don't charge you anything separate for that. Okay?
Yeah.
We also work with Apple, right? We work directly with Apple. So we would actually list you through Apple for anyone that has Safari, right? That has so I'm sure you know about Apple. Anyone that has Siri will list you to that as well. Okay? And lastly, we would be listing you through AI. For the artificial intelligence, which everyone seems to have nowadays. You know, everyone's using it, the artificial intelligence. Okay. Now, let me get the pricing here for you, and then I can give you what we're looking at here. Bear with me one second.
Yep.
All right, just bear with me here one second. I'm just looking for that price, and I'll give that to you right now. All righty. Are you there at work? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm actually at my wife's work right now. She owns a bakery, and I'm here doing a little side project for her.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right, here, let me just pull the exact dollar amount here for you. I'm just looking for it because it varies, believe it or not, in cities. So I want to make sure that. Are you saying that you're out of Mount Rose, right? Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. So here it is. In order to be listed on the first page of Google, because I just seen here that you actually qualified to get the where you don't get charged per calls, no per leads. So you'll get the placement on the first page of Google, brother. It doesn't matter how many calls or how many leads come in, you'll pay a flat rate monthly. There's no contract attached to this. It's month to month. It includes the first page, like I advised you. It includes also the website and the other platforms that we went over. Okay. Let me pull that up here. I just had it. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. Here it is. All right, and then we would list you right there, right next to Teeter Excavating. Not sure if you heard of these guys or Smith. Backhoe. SK.
Yeah, he doesn't. That guy's not bad. Smith. Bad. They don't do it anymore.
Oh, they don't. Okay. I wonder why they still have their. Oh no. Okay, so I see that they're in the process of removing that. Okay.
Yeah.
And Hoffman came up with me as well here. Okay, so when people go on Google. Chris, and they type anything that has to do with any of the services like major grading, resloping, septic, installation, replacement, whatever it is that you do, you'll pop up on that first page as one of those top recommended companies. And what you're looking at here is $299 a month. That's it. That's a flat rate, $299 a month. There is a $99 processing charge. You only pay that the first month. And then every month after, you pay $299 per month. That's it. And I guess keep in mind, there is no number of calls, no number of leads. So you have the freedom, like I said, to pick whoever you want to decide to do the work for because you're not getting charged per lead. And again, I just want to be frank with you, Chris. I mean, I'm not here telling you you're going to become a millionaire because you're on the first page of Google, right? I don't want to pull your leg and give you any BS, man. But I can tell you this much. We could definitely help keep you busy, right? Because you'll be one of those top options on that first page. And more importantly, you'll have a website. Now, have you taken pictures of the work you're doing, brother?
Yep.
You do? Okay, and where do you have those pictures at?
On my phone.
On your phone? Okay, perfect. Awesome, awesome. And then how many miles outside of Monroe's are you traveling for clients?
I mean, I don't try to go over... Don't try to go over an hour, which is usually less than 50 miles.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, 50 miles, perfect. Now, here's the way that it works on Google, Chris. When people go on Google, it's like when you go on Google and you search for anything. Let's say you're looking for an Italian restaurant. You're not going to put the name of the restaurant, right, because you don't know the name of the restaurant. You're going to put, where can I find good Italian food? And that's how Google will generate, you know, the top recommended options. So same thing for excavation. We list you under keywords, Chris. Now, which keywords would you like to be listed under in Google where you would pop up? I know, obviously, excavation, but what else are you doing?
We do a lot of septic work and then septic installs.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Okay, septic installs. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Drainage.
When you say drainage, what are we referring to exactly?
Like just, you know, drainage around, you know, homes and then...
Homes, okay,
you know,
perfect.
Site clearing.
Are you able to do commercial too, Chris, or not?
Yeah, technically I can with my license. I just, you know, I just haven't really, you know, gotten that far yet. It's just me, myself. I just do this, mostly I do this on the week. I still have a full-time job.
Oh, do you really?
As well, yep.
Okay, and let's be very straightforward. I mean, the reason I'm assuming you have your full-time job is because you're just not generating a whole lot of business for CGP. Where
once you come to the excavating stuff too, in the wintertime, there's not a lot. No, I've just worked at this place for 16 years, and that's...
Oh, okay, so that's your second home.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to... I don't know, when you've been somewhere so long, it's a little different.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries. Okay, I see. So you do excavation, septic installs, drainage. What else are you doing?
Site prep, you know,
site
for
prep.
Homes.
Okay.
Yep.
Site prep. Okay. Now, again, I ask you this question because our system prompts us, obviously, because these are Google services, Chris.
Yes.
Are you in a position now where if you get calls from the Google platforms, are you able to do the work? Can you handle business right now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. And you're working solo right now? Nobody helps you out?
Yep.
Okay. So would you be open to the idea of doing bigger jobs or not just yet, Chris?
I mean, maybe one of these days. Not right at the moment, no.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. All righty. And what's a good email address for you, brother?
C and then Pennington, Pennington, 0914 at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Say that for me one more time. You said C?
Yes.
CP?
Yeah, then. Yeah, C Pennington. So C P E N N I N G T O N. Then 0914 at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. Perfect. C Pennington. Oh, I see what I did there. Okay. N-N-I-N-G. Okay, there we go. Pennington 0914 at Gmail. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Alrighty. And Chris, you don't mind me asking your last name?
Pennington.
Okay. You know what? I thought that was it, but you never know, right? I mean, that's why
I'm
Now, Chris, the 304-614-5177, is that a good number where customers can reach you on Google, or do you have a different number?
Yep.
Okay, that's a good number. Perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. Alrighty. And then this is not listed on Google either, but the address registered is 269 Mill Run Road. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, what days and what times, Chris? Because on Google, you know, when you Google anything, it's going to show you the days and the times the business is open for business. What days and what times would you...
I mean, I'm pretty available.
Are you really? Okay. Okay. I'm asking because...
I mean, most of the work I do it on the weekend, though. But, I mean, answering the phone call is different.
Okay. So I'm only asking because we listed on Google, right? When people enter any of those keywords like septic installation, excavation, they're going to see CGP pop up on the first page, and right on there, they'll see they'll see your website, and then it says schedule. It's going to see a timing.
Yep.
So what timing would be good to put on yours? I mean, is it just Monday through Sunday, or just you know, Saturday and Sunday?
Monday through Saturday, probably.
Saturday, okay. And if, when you're at your regular job, I'm assuming you can direct the calls to your voicemail?
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent idea, actually. Okay. So Monday through Saturday, what hours, Chris?
I mean, just put 9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay. Let's see here. 9 a.m., 5 p.m., and then no Sundays. Okay, perfect. And the guy, that same guy, it's funny, I just asked you this. Sorry for sharing these boring stories with you, but that same guy that I that said that to me about the felonies, I said, all right, no Sundays. He says, no. He says, I use those for two things. I said, what is that? He says, I after church, I got to take care of my hangover. I said, oh, very nice. very, very interesting gentleman. But you know what? It was lovely speaking with him. He was happy as hell that we got him on board with Google, man. He needed the help. And, but he was, man, he had me laughing the whole conversation, man. You know,
I can just imagine. Sounds like it.
With his whole remarks and stuff. That's pretty cool. Chris, I do need to... create a password for the account. This is just in case you ever call us, you wanted to make a change on Google. There's three security questions. We can only give you access, obviously. So your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name. You can choose one of those three.
We can do mother's maiden name. First.
Mother. Okay, and what is that?
Sandridge, S-A-N-D. R-I-B-G-E.
Is that just one name there? Sandridge?
Yeah, Sandridge. Yeah, that's their maiden name.
Oh, okay. I gotta be honest with you, brother. I've never heard of that name in my life. No. I'm not saying it in a bad way. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. No.
It's just completely new to me, so it's a little different. Okay, Sandridge. Alrighty. So that'll be the password to the account. And then keep in mind, this service is month to month. Like I told you, Chris, there's no contracts attached. You have the right to stop it whenever you like. Obviously, I don't see you wanting to stop it as long as the service is working. And, okay, bear with me here one quick second. And then I put you down on a 50-mile radius. Is it okay to put you down that you can receive text messages as well, Chris?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, text as well. All right. And I put you down for more residential for now, Chris. Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay, almost done, brother. Thank you for being patient, man. I'll tell you, you're going to be in for a treat reading on that first page of Google. Alrighty. Okay, and then in reference to the $299, Chris, with the one-time $99 activation service, the company allows you to take care of that two different ways, brother. You can either take care of that with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal one. Which one would you prefer?
It would be through my company.
Your company, okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, Chris, the card has to be identical on the name or our system were rejected. So does it say Chris Pennington, or does it have a middle initial?
Let me double check.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Oh, it would be, it would be Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R.
All right, for your name, I have C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R.
Yep.
Okay, and then Pennington, do you have a middle initial, brother?
Yep, middle G, and then Pennington.
G, and then what's the G for? Is it George?
Nope, Glenn.
Oh, sorry, man. I took a shot.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. I've had a few G's for George's. That's why I'm asking. Okay. And the email address you provided to me, the Pennington0914, you have access to that. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to get you the confirmation there in a second. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, Chris?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay, all Visa start with the number 4, brother, whenever you're ready.
4246.
Okay.
3154.
Okay.
7168.
Okay.
2706.
Okay. Expiration date?
2/31.
2/31. And then there's called something, it's called the CC code. It's going to be the last digit behind the card.
Yeah, it's 654.
654. Okay, Chris, stand by for me 1 second while I verify that the card you provided today is a valid one. Okay. All right, stand by here for me 1 second.
Yep.
And then, Chris, you're going to get a call tomorrow, Tuesday, from one of our IT guys. This is the IT department. These are the guys who will set up the account, who will do the websites for you, who are going to ask you for those pictures. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 or 40 minutes to spare, brother?
How late do they work?
Let me look at their calendar, and I'll let you know when they're open till or what time is their last schedule here. I don't want to just guess that. Give me 1 second. Okay, the last appointment I have for tomorrow is going to be 6 p.m.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, I have a 5 and a 6, by the way.
No, 6 is fine.
6 is fine. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. All right, give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and assign that. Alrighty, so you're set for tomorrow. Make sure you get I'll send you a reminder email if that's okay with you.
What's that? Sorry, I didn't catch it.
No, I said I'm gonna send you a reminder via email to let you know the time. Yeah, so because I don't want you to miss that appointment with our IT guys, because they're gonna take care of doing all the back end work here. Okay, so bear with me here 1 second. All right, and before I process this, I just got to read through our verification, and then we're all set for tomorrow, Chris. So let me just get this done here, and then we'll get this processed, okay? I'm just going to read this to you, and then we can move forward, okay? Before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Mr. Pennington. The reason
yep.
behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice via email. So as I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded. These are Google services you're receiving. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, can you please state the name of your company?
CGP Excavating, LLC.
LLC, okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that LLC was in there. Perfect. Okay. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Christopher Pennington, and owner.
Thank you so much. You are an authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of CGP Excavating, LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing information you provided, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Chris, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. Keep in mind that you now will be placed on the first page of Google, and as a result of increased visibility. If you get calls from anyone else, keep in mind, if you want to verify it's us, it's a very simple way. You can always ask, hey, what's my mother's maiden name? We have to answer Sandridge. If we don't do that,
yep.
I will suggest you hang up the phone.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. We ask if you happen to hire any other company for any other marketing reasons, which I don't think you'll have to, but sometimes
yep.
business owners, when they have companies in different states, they do that. If you do happen to hire any other company, we ask you to keep us in the loop. We want to make sure we're not duplicating our efforts.
Yep.
As part of the verification process, it's essential that we receive any required document within a timely manner, Chris. So this could include pictures, a business license, insurance, pictures to put on the Internet. We ask that you submit those within 7 days. Okay, you agree to submit them within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Again, the initial payment that will be processed today, it's $2.99 a month. Only today you encounter the $99 setup charge, so it's a total of $398. Okay, that will be processed today. Keep in mind that we also ask for a 3-month verbal commitment. There's no contract. We just ask you to give us 3 months to show you the full potential you'll get on Google, but you're not obligated to say any time frame. But we ask you to, you know, give us that time frame because there's no contract, okay? Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our customer support number, okay? And then I'll give you that number when you're ready. And then keep in mind also that your next payment is done for the $299 March 23rd, which will process automatic on the 23rd of March. Now, let me give you our customer service number. So if you want to write it down, this is in the event that you ever wanted to stop or cancel the service, which I don't think you're going to have to, but if you wanted to, I want you to have that number at hand.
Kenny, is there any way you can just text it to me?
Okay, yeah, I can definitely text it to you. Again,
okay.
If you cancel within the 90-day term, a term fee can apply within the 3 months, but to prevent those charges, we ask that you contact at least 3 days prior to the next billing cycle. So your cycle is on the 23rd. As long as you give us a call on the 20th, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to send you a text message with my number as well and the company's number. Okay? And then do you have access to your emails right now, brother? I'm sorry, did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to get the confirmations now, and there's going to be, okay, well, I'll let you know when it comes through, because I need you to look at it here with me. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. Okay, you're gonna get that confirmation coming over to your email right now, Chris. So if you don't mind pulling up your email in a second here, let me just confirm that it went through. Okay, the payment was processed successfully. Okay, give me 1 second. Are you in your emails now, brother?
Yep.
Okay. All right, it says it's processing, so bear with me here 1 second. All right, I think you might have received it already. Let me refresh my system.
Yep.
All right, it's going to say, yep, it went through. It's going to be the first one that you get. Chris, it's going to say local/initial invoice. That's going to be the title to it.
Yep.
Okay, when you open that up, there's going to be, it's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. What we're looking for here is, Please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you find that.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to get the word.
Okay. Yeah, what we're looking for is right underneath your phone number is going to be three boxes that you have to click on so we can get this process. It's very basic and very straightforward. It says you agree to allow us to send you messages to your phone number. So you'll click on the box to the right. It's going to put a little check mark in there, to the left, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then you certify that you're the authorized holder of the card and the information is complete and accurate, so you put a check mark there, and that you acknowledge the payments are done automatically unless, obviously, if you stop them.
Yep. I should have it. Still there? Hello?